All right. Computer's taking forever to boot up. Computer, you do this every day. What's the deal?
Maybe some days computers have bad days too, you know?
Does anyone know how to use the defrost function on a microwave? I'm convinced no one knows how to do that. No one's ever successfully done that, right? That's a fact of life. I think the buttons don't do anything, and they put it on the machine for people to be like, wow, it's got a defrost function, but no one's ever been able to successfully defrost anything. I think it's BS, and I don't like it. Microwave companies, do better. Or just say, hey, listen, we don't have the technology to actually defrost anything. We've kind of making it up the entire time, you know? For being honest, the popcorn function, that's just start with a timer on it, you know? Sorry for lying to you guys for so long, but, you know, we're trying to sell a lot of units. Got to get a lot of them microwaves out there.
We had to play with your emotions about technology.
Let's call it a brand. Ding-a-ling-a-ding. Bing-bong-boom.
Hello?
Yo.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Oh, me? I'm just enjoying something very underrated that people don't talk about enough. Oyster crackers.
Wow.
They're so bomb.
So they're just like, basically they're small saltines.
Yeah, but they're better than regular saltines because they're small.
I know. I don't like the name of them. I guess because they look like oysters.
Yeah, they resemble them.
Yeah, but do you put them in soups?
Oh yeah, that's what I got them for because I had soup earlier and I totally forgot about the oyster crackers. So I was like, I can't like totally ignore them. I just gotta have a few.
Yeah, you're just raw dogging some oyster crackers?
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Wow.
Pretty great.
Is your mouth dry? The Sahara? Hold on,
I have some water.
Well, that's good.
Yummy.
You know, I'm a big soup guy, speaking of oyster crackers. And so I like, went and like searched like different soup delivery methods, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do those exist?
Kind of. I found one and they never sent me anything. I was like, yeah, sorry, you know, like due to COVID, we got to shut down the plant. And then it was like, we did it like a week later. I'm like, okay. And then like a week later, they're like, sorry, we don't have enough workers because of COVID. And I was like, man, soup game is being ravaged by Omicron right now.
Well, a lot of things are being ravaged by Omicron.
Yeah. So anyway, so I never got my soup.
Well, I would like to say that soup is pretty easy to make, but what do I know? I don't cook.
Here's the thing. Soup is pretty easy to make. It just takes a long time.
Well, don't you put it in like a crock pot or like a slow cooker? Those terms sound right.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that. Also,
and they just leave it there all day. Isn't that what the people do?
Yeah. Set it and forget it.
Yeah, exactly. See, cooking Wells knows what's up.
That's kind of lazy. Also, it shouldn't be called...
But this is America.
It shouldn't be called slow cooker, by the way. That should be called rapid fire cooking, because that shit goes fast, bro. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of... cut that. That was stupid.
What are you thinking of? An air fryer?
No, I was thinking of... what is it? It's pressurized.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, God. We've got
a
one.
Pressure cooker?
Pressure cooker. There it is.
I don't even cook, and I know. Yeah. I know these terms.
I'm doing a brand deal for a wine company.
Ooh, love a good brand deal.
Love a good brand deal.
Pay them bills.
Yeah, dollar bills, y'all. And I love a good brand deal that has to do with alcohol.
Yeah, because they pay lots of bills.
They got the bills, and they want me to use their wine to cook with. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I am really, I've consolidated my TV brand. Cooking show host, bartender host. Into one.
Seriously.
So it's all good in the hood. How you doing?
Pretty good. You know, just getting through this Monday.
Yeah.
Just had a little energy drink about an hour ago so that I was all set for the pod.
A Celsius?
You know it. My favorite.
We gotta get
wish they'd sponsor us. Yeah. Goodbye.
Or like, is there another energy drink similar to Celsius that like, you know, is there like a truly... to the White Claw that we need to get on board with, you know?
I mean, I've tried a bunch of energy drinks, and I gotta say, Celsius is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are drinking that Bang energy drink.
Bang.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Bang.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not an energy drink guy.
I wasn't either before this because like the Red Bulls and the Rockstars, they like burn my stomach lining. Like I can feel it, you know? Celsius, not so much.
Yeah.
Hits me just right.
Well, I know I've had them and I like them, but yeah, I'd like them to sponsor us.
That'd be great.
You know? And hey, Celsius, if you need me to incorporate your energy drink into an alcoholic beverage or some sort of food product, I can probably do it. All right?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a lawsuit waiting to happen, mixing with alcohol, but yeah.
I don't think so. What are you talking about? Red Bull vodka. Red Bull vodka.
Red Bull's making it work.
Yeah. Can we just start the show off with this? Do you know what Wordle is?
I do not.
Okay. I'm nervous to tell you about Wordle.
Is it a kid's toy?
It's like a word game on your phone.
Mm.
And you get like five different lines to guess the word, and it shows you how many letters are in the word. And then you could type in like, I don't know, whatever word it is. You know, you think the word's proud. If you get a letter in the right, if you get the letter right in the right position, it's green.
Mm.
If you get a letter right, but it's in the wrong position, it's like yellow. And if you get the letter wrong, it's red or something. And then
that sounds very confusing.
And then you get five chances to figure out the word.
How do people have this much free time?
Anyways, I'm amazed you haven't seen it because everyone fucking posts their little screenshot of them getting their Wordle correct. And I did this on my Instagram and it's just gotten worse. And the problem is that I ended up talking about this on my Instagram and then Sarah was like, what are you talking about? And then she downloaded Wordle and now she's fucking doing it too. No one cares about your Wordle, okay? So stop posting it. Stop telling people. It's such a humble brag. Oh, great, you're smart. You figured out a word game. Bravo. Let's not do it anymore, guys. Let's stop. Let's just enjoy winning for yourself, not for others, okay? No more Wordle posts, please. I'm not trying to yuck your yum, but no one cares.
Someone sounds jealous.
Yeah. I don't have time for the Wordle.
I definitely don't have time for the Wordle. I just got told that I have to start TikTok. So like what little free time I had is now, I guess, going to TikTok.
Telling you, man, it's the future.
I know.
Tis the future.
And I go there reluctantly.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you were on it before, then you got off it. Now you're back on.
It's just so overwhelming.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
I was talking about this before I called you. Do you know how to use the defrost button on the microwave? Or is that something that no one knows how to do?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like when I defrost something, I put it like in hot water in the sink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm talking in the microwave, there's a defrost button. And it'll be like, all right, how many pounds is this food? And you're like, I don't know, it's 1 pound. And then you put that in and it'll ask you all these questions. And then it defrosts, you do it, you try it, and it never works. And I think it's a scam. I just think that they put the button on there because people would be like, ooh, it's got the defrost button function, but it never really did anything. And it worked. We all bought it thinking, well, I'm going to defrost everything. No one's defrosted a single thing in their entire life in the microwave.
It's just a selling point.
Exactly. Try to get you every time. Are you taking a picture of me?
Of Azzy girl, because she's so cute.
Oh.
You're in it, though.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, want to go?
Yeah, we should start the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
bollandbranch.com.
That's bollandbranch, bollandbranch.com. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You want to start with Batch?
We can, yeah.
Okay.
I felt like the episode was kind of boring.
Eh, I kind of agree.
Like, I'm over the Shanae shit. Can we move on?
There's a part of me that's like, all you girls are kind of two-faced because they all hate Shanae, but no one steps up for Elizabeth, you know, before Elizabeth doesn't get the rose.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're two-faced. I think it's so obvious, like, if you've seen the show before, that, like, talking about drama is, like, not a good look, right? Like, for people sure. that are usually, even if you're confronting the drama and it's the right thing to do and you're in the right, it still puts you in, like, a distasteful, like, spot.
Yeah.
So I feel like those girls probably are just like, well, I don't want to be that girl because that girl always goes home and whatever. And so everyone tried to stay silent. And then clearly it just got so bad. And I think everyone, including me, was truly shocked that he picked Shanae over Elizabeth, that he didn't like see right through that. You yeah. know what I mean?
I mean, I'm happy that he did because I want her there longer, obviously. She's great. There's a lot of girls of whom I still don't know their names.
Like, oh yeah, that's you know? What happens.
So what happens first? So the Shrimpgate 2022 is the dumbest fucking thing in the world.
How are we not calling her shrimp fingers, like scallop fingers?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we're gonna think of something great in paradise. You know,
like have to.
She's coming down the steps with a platter of fucking, you know, scrimps.
For sure.
But I guess he's kind of right. Shanae uses a tactic that a lot of people that are good at arguing do, where they change the subject from what the argument is to something that is incorrect in the person that you're arguing with's thing, and then hyper-focus on that, even though that's not what you guys are arguing about, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she was kept saying, she's lying about the hot tub.
Yeah,
that wasn't the OG problem.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, okay, so maybe I am, like, but here's the thing. She was lying about the hot tub.
Why did she do that?
I don't even know. I would have been like, maybe I was in the hot tub. I don't know. You know, like, yeah. What? So confusing. I don't know if Clayton's a true team player when it comes to the show and is just like, yeah, whatever, we'll keep her around. She's great. Or if she really is that good at manipulating him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's getting manipulated hard.
By who? Production by or Shanae? Well,
honestly, probably both.
Yeah.
Probably both.
The whole thing with Shanae and like crashing the after party after the football date.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that she heard those girls talking about her and just so happened to have a camera in her room and then like went to the wall and listened. Like that's not yeah. what, that didn't happen.
Well, obviously, if she was really napping, there wouldn't be a camera in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they needed to have some reason to send her to this after party. Because if she was like, I think that they're talking about me, we'd be like, well, they can't go. You can't go mm-hmm. if you, of course, you got to think. But like her having this knowledge of they're talking about me and I have to go to defend myself thing is what gave her like the kind of the green light to be able to go. Even though that never happened. That was definitely something they filmed afterwards. I bet you $1 million.
I could see it.
Yeah. And then so Clayton. Everyone says Clayton really weird. I don't know if you pick up on that, but.
Well, a couple of the girls say like Clayton.
Yeah.
Like they really enunciate the T. Clayton. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And then he goes on that date with that one girl, the pilot.
Rachel, I love her.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was on the show. You know,
What do you mean? Yes, you did. Because you were like, are you a flight instructor or are you a flight student? You can't be both. What are you?
That's true. I did say that.
You did know about her.
It was just a weird date. Like, they went horseback riding and then they fucking crashed someone's barbecue.
Okay, yeah. What an awkward date, number one. Number two, what family is that? Who are these random people? And what incentive do they have to sign up to be on The Bachelor? Like, it was the weirdest date I think I've ever seen on the show.
Yeah, just say that those are like the cowboys at the stable and they're having a barbecue and you're bringing the horses back and you're eating with like,
yeah,
we came across this family during COVID times and we're going to come crash the party. No, excuse me. No, thank you.
It was super weird. I thought
really weird. It looked good, but I was just like, we could have come up with a better story for this one
or had to,
or just like have a picnic, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get that. And then
agree.
Yeah. And then they go to dinner and I tell you, they fucking deserve each other. They both talk like they're in a god dang Nicholas Sparks book. Everything they say is like so ridiculously romantic. You're just like, no one talks like this.
Yeah, I kind of love her. I love them together.
I will never dim your light. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, I know.
I will never dim your light. Oh my God. Great line, Clayton, but... But come on, like, oh, you owe Nicholas Sparks some money. Oh, and then that's so then they have their date. Like, he's like, I just got to know. I got to get to the bottom of something. Are you so perfect and still looking for a man? Oh, okay. We got it. We got it. You're Nicholas Sparks. You know, he's like, I got one more surprise for you. And it's always some obscure country band no one's ever heard of before. You know?
Yeah. Is it just me? You probably didn't even notice this. Is it just me? Or was there a female vocal in the harmony and not no one on stage?
There was a lot of things that was happening that was not on stage. I was like, I hear a pedal steel. Ain't no one up there with the dobro, bro. I'm hearing harmonies. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Like electric guitar. I was like, this is just a track. Like, why are we even pretending that you're... And also the guy never strummed the guitar. Not a single time. He just held it.
Kills me.
Oh my God. And it was just like such the like music row bro band that they threw together. They're like frat guys from Georgia then that moved to Nashville. They all have the same haircut.
They look related.
Yeah. And what was the name of the band like? Reckless Rowdy Rumble Bunch or something.
Oh yeah, like Reckless Road maybe, which I was confused because there's also a band called Temecula Road.
Yeah.
There's too many country artists. I don't know.
Stop using roads in all of your band names and songs.
Yeah.
Body Like a Back Road.
Okay. We love that one though.
Only that dude can get away with fucking calling a girl's body a dirt road and people be like, oh, it's so sexy. Oh, Sam Hunt. Your face is like a tractor. Your body's like a back road. Oh, Sam, tell me more beautiful things.
Okay, that's not the song. But okay.
I know, but that's like the next one.
Sam's better than that. Any other country artist, sure.
Titties like beanbags. Okay. I hated how it ended because I want some finality to like I want to know what happens to like to Shanae. Like everyone goes hard in the paint on her and doesn't seem to fluster Clayton at all. He's making out with her on the bar. So
I know I think she's going to stick around.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel bad for Clayton because this happens every season. And Clayton's like one of the first bachelors in recent times that hasn't like reached out before the show and was like, hey, what should I expect? There's going to be one person that everyone's not going to like and you're not going to understand why. And then when you watch it back, you're going to be like, ooh, I look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for him.
Right.
And now he has to deal with like everyone being like, what? What are you thinking?
I would love to know what he is thinking.
You're never as crazy as you seem to be on TV, and you're never as nice as you seem to be on TV. It's always somewhere in the middle.
That's true.
I'm excited to meet her. I love Shrimpgate 2022. anything else on The Batch?
I don't really think much else happened. I was dying at the Olympian chick, just like crushing everyone in football. It was everything. And just taking it so seriously. I loved it so much.
Yeah. And by the way, I want some royalties, ABC. I was in, they showed a flashback of me in there.
I saw a glimpse of your curly hair on there.
Yeah. I was like, ugh, some royalties, baby.
Your royalties are screen time, okay?
And even that is...
precious screen time.
That's about as much screen time as I usually get. About... 4 seconds.
Sounds right. I just feel like there's not a whole lot of girls that I got. They've like made us feel invested in.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's still like super early in the season, but I feel like by now, usually you have at least like one person with like a good sob story that really opens up that you're really rooting for. And so far, I haven't really heard that.
Yeah.
So I mean, I do like Rachel the pilot a lot. I do like Susie. I really like Serene. And I think she's getting the next one-on-one, right?
Yeah,
didn't
she
they kind of say that? So I'm kind of excited to hear more about her because I feel like he really likes her.
Yeah.
We did see a little bit more of Teddy than we've been seeing. I'm just not that invested in anyone.
Hopefully, once the Shanae saga ends, then we can get more invested in these women. But I got to be honest with you, Shanae's kind of carrying the show right now for us.
Yeah, she is. For real. There's another girl. She's one of the blonde chicks. And I swear to God, every time she's on camera, she's crying.
Oh, I know. I love her. Always crying.
And not about something like, you know, Ashley, I would always cry about something stupid. Like, yeah. I feel like it's really not about anything stupid. It's just like that she's so emotional at all times and like so insecure and just I feel so bad for her. But I'm like, girl, you got to stop crying.
Yeah.
Like that's you got to pull it together.
All right. Well, I think that's probably enough batch. I don't know. We'll see what happens next week. Hopefully Shanae sticks around because I don't know where we're going without Shanae.
I know.
You got some fave things, bro?
Bro, I feel like I've watched a lot of TV, but like nothing really that great. I binged season 2 of Cheer.
Okay.
Did you watch season 1?
I watched season 1, loved it.
Loved it, right?
Yeah.
Loved season 1. It took a while. I would say it took about halfway into this season for me to feel like it was as good. What they do, and I get it. It's like, all right, where do we go from season 1? Like you have to introduce new characters, and I get that. But you know, a lot of this season was about Trinity Valley Community College, which is their rival.
Mm-hmm.
Like down the street. And it wouldn't ruin it for you. But once you get to the end, you kind of see why that they showed so much about that school. I don't know if it was they didn't go deep enough into the stories about those individual kids that I just didn't feel like as gravitated towards those kids as I did the kids on the Navarro team. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like Lexi, the blonde girl, mm-hmm. the Tumblr from last year, like she was just so open and you just learned so much about her life and Morgan too, that I feel like it really, really like became bonded with those girls and really invested in them. And you didn't really get that on anybody on the other team. So I don't know. It was kind of weird. There was also a lot of like kind of like dark side stories going on. Like, did you know about Jerry?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was, but I don't really remember that all going on. So they obviously touch a lot on that. And also like Monica has some falling out with Ladarius is his name. She has like a huge falling out with him and it's like very emotional and just like kind of heavy. So it was definitely a heavier season, I thought.
Worth it or not?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it, but I wouldn't go into it expecting it to be as great as season 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cheers, season 2. I got something that's absolutely fantastic, and you need to watch it.
Oh, you do.
I do. It's on Apple TV Plus.
What's it called?
The After Party.
Oh, I just saw they have a couple of really good things coming out.
Well, this is one of them. Here's the tag. When a high school reunion's after party ends in a death, everyone is a suspect. A detective grills the former classmates one by one, uncovering potential motives as each tells their version of the story, culminating in the shocking truth, the after party. Listen to this.
That sounds great.
Listen to this cast. The detective is Tiffany Haddish, okay? Who's probably been having to deal with some detectives in her personal life right now. So Dave Franco plays his character Xavier. So they're all coming back for
love him.
They're all coming back for their family for their high school reunion. And Dave Franco is famous now. He's a famous musician and actor and everything. He like comes in on a helicopter, and so like he's flexing on everyone for his high school reunion. Another character named Sam, that's played by Sam Richardson, is like still in love with his high school crush. And so he's like, I'm going to go to this high school reunion and I'm going to hook up with her. But then like Dave Franco's character is also hitting on her, and Dave Franco's character ends up having an after party. And so everyone goes back there. And on the first episode, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but Dave Franco dies. And then it's everyone. So then Tiffany Haddish sits everyone down. So like everyone's got their kind of own episode, it seems. So, like, the first one is with Sam Richardson's character, who tells his version of what happened. And then, like, Ike Barinholtz's character, who's on Mad TV, he has his interview, and he's villainized by everyone. But then when you hear his side of the story, it's not that way. And then Ilana Glazer, who is in Arrested Development, she's in it. Ben Schwartz, who everyone kind of knows from, I want to say, Parks and Rec, is in it. Like, the cast is insanely good. And the show is so funny And like, it's a great whodunit. So
Apple, so you're telling me Dave Franco's only in one episode?
No, he's in every episode because they're reliving everyone's perception of it. So he is the focal point. So he's in every episode, but he's dead in the first one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, The After Party. Great freaking show. I think there's only three episodes out right now, maybe. The next one comes out on the 4th on Friday.
Have you seen the preview for Suspicion?
Oh, I think so.
It's Uma Thurman's new show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll let you read the synopsis in your little movie voice.
What's this on?
Apple TV Plus.
Okay. Five ordinary Brits are accused of kidnapping the son of a prominent U.S. media mogul. They embark on a desperate race against time to prove their innocence. But will anyone believe them? And are they telling the truth? Suspicion. That sounds pretty good.
So it's the same producers that did, do you remember The Americans?
Yeah.
That show The Americans? They did that. And also one of the producers from Watchmen.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Kunal's in it.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Apple TV Plus, I feel like, is starting to put out the hits.
They do great things.
That comes out on Friday as well. So we finished Ozark. Did you finish Ozark?
I just started it yesterday.
Okay, so I just need you to know on the front end that this is part one of the season finale.
Right.
I didn't realize that, and I was annoyed.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad, because then we get more episodes.
I know, but like, when does that happen? Like, when do we get more episodes coming our way?
Probably going to be a minute.
I know.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
But I'm going to stick with what I said earlier, is that like, you know, Marty's going to keep on making deals until he's all the way to Putin. And then who else to make a deal with after that? The devil, you know?
Yeah. His son is turning out to be a piece of shit.
Is he? Or does his son realize that his mother's a piece of shit?
Well, that's absolutely true.
We were talking about this, and I think that Marty is the smartest, and then I think his son is the second smartest, and then I think Ruth's the third smartest.
Oh.
And then I think it's the mom.
Yeah.
Which means I think the mom's going to die.
And the daughter's just useless. She's just here to look pretty and have great hair.
Yeah, the daughter just wants to go back to Chicago and live her life, you know? I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. But yeah, I'm telling you, man, the kid's too smart, and the kid does not like the mom anymore. And
no.
I'm telling you, man. And once the kid realized that the mom doesn't give a fuck about family, he understood his pecking order. I'm telling you, he's gonna kill his mom. That's my theory on it. Or he's gonna get her killed, or something's gonna happen where it's gonna be him versus her and he's gonna have to choose himself.
That'd be crazy.
I know.
Wow. You know what I did start and finish and binged it real quick?
What's that?
Have you seen The Woman in the House Across the Street from The Woman in the Window?
No, but wasn't Amy Adams just in that movie?
Okay, well, that's the whole point. This is like a loose parody of all of the novels that are like The Woman in the Window,
yeah.
The Woman in Cabin 10, The Woman Across the Street. It's like, it's a parody. It's meant to be funny.
Oh.
It reminds me a lot of, what's the show that Christina Applegate's in with James Marsden? But it's Kristen Bell is the lead, and she's phenomenal. I was actually, I was either reading or watching, I think reading, like an interview she did. And she was saying that, like, Dead to Me. It reminds me a bit of Dead to Me.
Yeah.
She was saying that, you know, all the actors are like, it's a pretty good cast. And she was saying, you know, we were all struggling with finding the fine line between, like, of being very good at bad acting, you know, because she was like, the lines are so bad that you have to be so good that you deliver them badly.
Yeah.
And she was like, it took us all a while to figure it out. And she was like, I think we nailed it. She says, we all had fun with it and we think it's really great. But she did say that. She was like, it was tough at first to read these terrible lines. As a great actor, like, you really have to like find that fine line or whatever. But my favorite character, I haven't even seen it, but my favorite character is the male stripper. I think he's fucking hysterical. His lines were so absurd and he delivered all of them with the straightest face. Like, he was so serious about it. It was everything.
When a handsome neighbor moves in across the street, Anna, a heartbroken woman for whom every day is the same, starts to see a light at the end of the tunnel. That is, until she witnesses a gruesome murder. Or did she?
So, like, the whole way it starts out, the premise is, like, Kristen Bell's character is, you know, divorced. Her daughter died tragically, and it opens with her like pouring herself a glass of wine with like just pouring the entire bottle and filling the glass. And this is what she does. She just like drinks bottle by bottle. She's a complete alcoholic, and she's taking like all these pills prescribed by her therapist. And he's like, you know, you're not supposed to mix with alcohol. And she's like, oh, I'm not. And she's like popping pills and downing them with alcohol, like talking. It's hilarious. And so, and it like literally starts out, like, if you don't know it's a parody, it starts out and you're like, what the heck? Because you find out really quick how her daughter dies, and her daughter is murdered and eaten by a serial killer. And they say it's so serious. She's like, she was murdered and eaten, and she's just sobbing, and you're like, what, is this real? And then you figure out really quickly it's supposed to be funny. But I really, really loved it. I thought it was great.
I like when shows are self-aware.
Yeah, it's really good.
I finished another book.
Is it The Woman in the Window?
No.
So, is it The Woman in the Cabin?
No.
Is it The Woman in the Car?
Is it The Girl on the Train? Is it Gone Girl? No, it's a book called A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. So do you remember when I read, I was telling you all about the book, An Absolutely Remarkable Thing by Hank Green, who's John Green's brother. And I absolutely loved the first book. And I found there was a second one. And then I ripped the second one. It is so good. It's so fun. If you're into sci-fi, and if you liked like Ready Player One, you need to go read both of these books. It's like Ready Player One meets like an alien movie with a cool crew of millennial Gen Xers or Gen Zers as the protagonist. And then there also is like this whole political aspect that like is very, very revealing of what's happening today. It's so freaking good. And Hank Green, well done, man. I know your brother's like known as the author, but like you killed it. So An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. And then the second one, A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. Go read them now.
Very elaborate titles of his books.
Yeah, I agree. But it's better than like Girl and Girl Across the Street. Oh. Girl with Binoculars.
Funny.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What's that?
I think it would be kind of fun to be a flat earther. You know?
Why? Because then you just have people arguing with you
24/7? Yeah, like it's such a ridiculous thing. That like it would be kind of fun to be like I'm holding firm on this flat Earth thing.
Oh, where people like
every dinner party you'd go to, you'd have something interesting to talk about. You know, everyone would be like, oh, you know, Wells is a flat Earther. Or everyone be like, tell me about it. Like what? Tell me all the things. You know?
Yeah.
Like what are the crazy things that you believe that like makes this true in your life? I just think it'd be so fun to believe something so silly. Mm-hmm. And I need that in my life. Because I feel like everyone in this world right now has got like some crazy, weird conspiracy, and I don't really have one.
You need a conspiracy, yeah.
I need a bad conspiracy, but I don't want one that like I don't want one that like makes me lose family or friends. Like
we don't want one that's serious.
Yeah, I don't want like a political one or like a vaccine one. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. But I just want like some ridiculous thing. Like
we've already got the real one, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. I want a fun one, like the moon landing isn't real or something. But I can't even get on board with that. I think that's real. I don't know. I need the YFT here to suggest some weird but also unproblematic conspiracy theory for me to have, because I want one.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. I was reading about this theory. I think it's considered in a box universe, and it's called the sausage effect. Have you heard this?
No.
So I'm probably going to do a bad job of explaining this, but in this theory of the universe, everything that has happened, everything that will happen is preordained. And then the way that like our minds are able to perceive time is we get to experience like this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment. In reality, the fourth dimension is all like one long thing. Like we are always going to do all these things or whatever, which sucks because then it takes out choice, I guess, and fate, I suppose. But then there was this kind of like beautiful way of looking at it. So like,
So instead of like, you're just this person sitting in this, I'm this person sitting in this chair right here, really like I'm this elongated version of myself through time. Like after this, I'm going to get up and walk downstairs. I'm going to go get some food or whatever. I'm going to go sit on the couch, and like that kind of sausage kind of moves through the house, if you will. And so it's kind of sad because it takes with the idea of choice, but then it's kind of awesome because then everyone that comes in contact with you in the past or in the future or have always been a part of you no matter what. You and I meeting, whatever it was in 2015, you were always a part of my life before that. And even if like we never talked again, you'd always be a part of my life after that because we came in contact with one another. You're like part of my sausage, which sounds weird, but which is kind of a wonderful way of trying to understand why we're all connected in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not right. I'm doing probably a terrible job of explaining it, but I thought that was a kind of a cool way of thinking about like how we are all interconnected, but we don't even realize it because maybe we can't perceive time in the way that time actually is as a fourth dimensional thing. I thought that was neat.
That is neat.
I was trying to explain that drunkenly last night to my brother, and he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Were you drunk watching football?
Yes. We watched the foosball.
Two great games, I must say.
Great games. And your mom was at the game.
Yes, she was. She's a big Rams fan these days.
I didn't know that.
She's such a bandwagon fan, but like, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you know what? Live your life, sister.
Live your life, Tizzle.
Gotta do it.
I do have one more thing that I watched. I forgot about
it.
Oh,
what is it?
Have you seen The Fallout on HBO Max?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
It's a movie. Pull it up so you can read the thing. So crazy. So the director of The Fallout is a girl named Megan Park. And Megan and I used to be really good friends. She actually, when I very first started my old band, Frank and Daryl, I don't know if anyone here was around long enough to remember that. When I started Frank and Daryl, it wasn't just a duo. Like it turned into just Cody and I. But when we first started it, we were a trio and Megan was in my band, Frank and Daryl. And we did like 3-part harmonies and stuff. And then once Cody and I decided to take it more seriously and like get the record deal and everything, Megan was an actress at the time and she was on a huge show called The Secret Life of the American Teenager. And so she obviously stepped away from the band to focus on acting and Cody and I went and did the music thing. And I always knew, like, she's a fabulous actress, and I always knew that she was like wanted to direct eventually and everything. And this is her directing, and I think she wrote it. It's her debut, her directing and writing debut. And it's got
Julie Bowen's in it.
She's the mom, and what's Maddie Ziegler, the dancer, she's in it.
Shailene Woodley's in it.
Shailene plays the therapist, which is funny because Megan and Shay were on Secret Life together. And I know they've stayed friends. So that's pretty, I'm sure Shay did that, you know, for Megan, which is super cool. I love how close they still are. And then the lead is Jenna Ortega. And I know she's been in some things. She is phenomenal in this. Like it starts out very heavy. And this doesn't really give anything away because it happens very quickly. But it's basically about these two girls that go through a school shooting. And the beginning of it's very heavy. It's all pretty heavy, but the beginning of it is very heavy. And these two girls who have nothing in common, they're so different. Obviously, you know, bond over experiencing this tragedy together. And it's just kind of it's a little bit of a coming of age story, but it's just about the relationship that they form and what they go through after, you know, going through the shooting. And it's just, I'm so impressed. I haven't talked to Megan in years. I need to text her. I'm very impressed with it. I thought she did an amazing job.
Jenna Ortega was in You.
Who was she in You?
She's like the little girl that is kind of groomed.
Which season?
Not the most recent one, the one before that. She's like kind of being groomed by Chris D'Elia. I don't know if you remember that. And then he comes in.
Not really.
And then Penn Badgley comes in and kills Chris D'Elia.
I can't really remember. But anyway, she's amazing.
Yeah. She's going to be a big star one day. That day is today, I think.
Actually. The day is today.
By the way, I got to give a shout out to Rafa Nadal. The ups and downs of the Australian Open, guys. Listen, I don't talk a lot of tennis out there, but listen, it was stressful. Did you hear about all that happened?
No.
Just for everyone to understand. There are 3 tennis players in the world right now that are the best, hands down. You have Roger Federer, who has 20 Grand Slam titles.
I've heard of him.
You have Rafael Nadal, who has 20 Grand Slam titles.
I haven't really heard of him, to be honest.
Well, he's Spanish, and he's great. And you have Novak Djokovic, who has 20 Grand Slam titles. So all three of them.
I have not heard of him.
Okay. Well, all three of them have the most Grand Slam titles
in the history of the sport, and they're all playing at the exact same time, which is bonkers, by the way. So going into the Australian Open, you know, obviously Australia is much stricter, I think, than a lot of countries when it comes to COVID. And, you know, they're like, if you're coming here to play the Australian Open, you got to be vaccinated, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's this whole scandal where Novak Djokovic said he was vaccinated. Turns out he wasn't. He like forged his vaccination status, comes in. He has COVID. He does a bunch of like meet and greets and probably spreads it around or whatever. He gets basically kicked out of Australia because kind of being a dick, if you ask me. So he can't play in it, okay? So Nadal is getting a little long in the tooth. He's been around for a while, but he's a great player in his own right. And he gets the finals and he's going up against this guy named Medvedev, who's like this like Russian badass, who's like kind of like the next wave and younger and taller and faster and stronger or whatever. And Rafa goes down 2-0. And I'm watching it and I'm like, it's over. Even like the announcers are like, I don't think he's gonna be able to win this. You know, he'll have to win 3 sets, right? He's down 2-0, and I think he's down a break in the third. I turn off the TV. I change the channel, being like, this is over, whatever. And then 2 hours later, I'm like watching SportsCenter, and it's like, the greatest comeback in tennis history, Rafa Nadal comes back to win his 21st Grand Slam title and be the most decorated tennis player of all time. And just think, the biggest shot Novak Djokovic took in his career was the one he didn't take in his arm. And it was like, ah, yeah! Anyways, Rafa Nadal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go sports.
I watch Eternals.
What's that?
It's like the newest MCU thing. It's on Disney Plus. It's got Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden, who was in Game of Thrones, and Kit Harington, who was in Game of Thrones, and Selma Hayek. It's a huge cast. I gotta say,
Really? Yikes.
I fell asleep in it.
Oh, no.
Fell asleep. So, I don't know. I mean, like, it's cool, and maybe it's, like, setting up cool movies to come out, and, like, they're going to be able to, like, go into, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe now, I guess, but, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did you ever watch season two of Too Hot, or season three of Too Hot to Handle?
We started it today, so.
Loved it.
So I'm gonna need to come back and give you an update on how I feel.
Okay. I would just love to know, like, if you're rooting for any couples or who your faves are.
I'm not that far in to know that.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
Okay.
You want me to do some fuck you very muches?
Yeah.
Saw some good ones recently. I'm really enjoying the fuck you very muches. Keep them coming, YFTers. We love it. All right, so 5 stars. Fuck you very much from Clay. All right, first off, Brandy, it's not that we don't care about your heartbreak. We just want to hear about it, all right? It's insane, quote, insane you think we wouldn't. Think of us YFTers as a shoulder you can cry on. Wells,
I did cry.
That's true. Wells, what the fuck? If Grandpa is gone, bring back Amazon reviews. We should do that.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah. Oh, and if MT and Brandy are done, you need MT once a week so we can hear that sweet voice. Love the podcast.
Ooh.
Is Sorry We're Stone done?
Well, you know, we've been on hiatus. This is a great point. Thank you for bringing this up. Because we have this like stoner Facebook group and everyone's like up in arms on the Facebook group. However, I will say shout out to the stoners that are plugging YFT because a lot of them are like, if you miss Brandy, she's on YFT every week with Wells and it's actually just as good.
Yeah.
So we've been getting some free press in the Sorry We're Stoned Facebook group. Thank you very much. It's on hiatus. We took a hiatus in November to kind of get through the holidays, and that's just kind of unfortunately extended through January. So we're just trying to cross some T's and dot some I's before we decide where Sorry We're Stoned is going. So as soon as we have an update for the stoners, we will give one. I will be in LA next week with Tizzle. So we've already talked about pumping some content out for the stoners because we do miss them.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. This is from White Claw Lady. 5 stars. Fuck you very
Great
much.
Great username.
5 stars. Fuck you very much. Gave Wells a White Claw during the LPGA tournament. Was by far the most caring YFTer of all. No mention of my grand gesture in the podcast. Spent the whole week waiting for. All of a sudden, this mid-aged chubby lady brings me a red raspberry White Claw. I really needed that. She knew not to bring me a lime one. My game took a turn on that moment. Ding, ding, ding. Has crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji. Okay, by the way, lady, you are not chubby. You are beautiful. Second, I apologize. I should have said this, said something about this when I was recapping the tournament. And to be honest with you, there was a couple women who brought me White Claws, if I'm being honest.
You really know your target audience, yeah, don't
you? You weren't the only one, but I do remember you, and I thank you, and I love you so much. That helped me a lot. I do appreciate you. I really do.
Cute.
This is from Autumn 184, 5 stars. F you very much. Hey, Wells. Fuck you very much. Stop saying there's a new book I'm reading when we all know you don't read. You listen. That's not reading.
Thank you.
No shame in saying I'm listening to a new book. Also, my 6 and 4-year-old kids live for the sounds you make when the Skype call is ringing. Bing, bing, boop. Then you don't do that and my kids get mad. So keep it up. Love you, Brandy. Love the show. So excited every time there's new episode. P.S. No erotic grandpas, please. All right.
Ooh, yes, I like this chick.
Yeah, that was... Did you write that?
Yes, I'm Autumn. That's my, what's it called when you have a second name? Alias.
Alias,
it's my alias.
Yeah, pseudonym.
Pseudonym, I think that's what I was thinking.
Oh, here's one. Larry, not Gary, from Indiana. 5 stars, subject line, Wells is so nice in person. To celebrate my husband's birthday, I suggested a trip to Orlando to watch a golf tournament, but really, I just wanted to meet Wells. I've only had the balls to ask one celebrity for a photo, Jonah Hill. He said, no, sorry. Whoa, Jonah. And I was so nervous to ask Wells, but I told myself, I'm so excited, in quotes. He said yes to a photo and was so kind and made my year. Wells, greater than sign, Jonah Hill. Oh, yeah.
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's enough.
Oh, man. That's too good.
I mean, like, there's a YFTers that fucking, like, the woman that didn't bring me a lime White Claw because she knows that is...
Dedicated.
That's dedication, baby.
See, this really has me pumped for a YFT tour. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. So we teased it on Insta.
Yeah.
We've been talking about trying to figure out how to do a YFT tour. We teased on Insta, like, where would you want it?
Mm-hmm. Just to gauge interest, you know?
Yeah, and so we're thinking like a New York, a Chicago, a Nashville, maybe a Denver, maybe a couple West Coasters.
Yeah. If you guys would really come and hang out with us, then keep commenting on the Insta and messaging us and letting us know, because that gets us hype and that gets the team hype and that gives us the motivation we need to pull this off, because it's going to be a lot of work to pull it off, but we love y'all. And I just like, I love hearing stories of like when Wells gets to meet you guys, and I love meeting you guys when I see you at my DJ shows and stuff. And I just think it would be so fun after all this time of podcasting for us to finally get to meet some of our dedicated listeners, don't you?
True that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Also, I really just want to see Wells's stand-up talents on stage during a live show. I want to see if he's as funny on the spot live as he is when he gets to edit it every week.
Yeah. I got to work on a couple minutes of material, I feel like, so I'm ready to go. You're coming out to LA for the Super Bowl?
I'm coming to LA. Yeah. Speaking of meeting you guys at DJ shows, I am coming to LA. But first, I'm stopping in Park City, Utah on February 5th, which is this coming weekend. And I'm DJing at my favorite place, The Cabin. It's right on Main Street. And I've already had a YFTer message me and be like, oh my God, I'm in Park City skiing that weekend. I'm so excited. Now I have Saturday night plans. So I've already got one at YFTer on the guest list. So if you guys want to come and hang, The Cabin is so fun. If you're in Salt Lake City or Park City or in the area, it's literally one of my favorite places I ever play. And so I love getting to see the YFTers. And if you want to come out and dance and have a good time, I'll see you there.
Very cool. I'm going to be.
And then, yeah, Ella.
And then Ella. Yeah.
For a whole week. What am I going to do with myself?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we make a TikTok together?
We can, yeah.
I got to start TikTok.
You got to figure it out, sister.
I got to start TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get not one, but I think we're going to maybe get 2 in-person podcasts while I'm there.
Okay.
I know.
That'll be much better.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up in Pebble Beach, Carmel, my hometown. I'm going to a golf tournament up there. It's the AT&T Pro-Am. It's like a tournament that I used to work as a kid, and I go every year because it's a lot of fun. So if you're going to go and you're walking around the course and you see me, come say what up, as long as you don't have COVID. That's great. And I'm going to be hanging out with Benjamin Higgins and Dean Unglert. And I think Kaylin will be there actually as well.
Nice.
We're going to have some fun. I have a song.
Let's hear it.
Have you heard of this band called Wet Leg?
No.
I think this is a
odd band name.
Very odd band name, but I'm digging this.
Really, really quick before you play the song.
Yeah.
Do you know about this music festival that's all the emo bands that's in Vegas? Do we need to go to that? I feel like we do. They added a whole second weekend because the first one was so popular.
Yeah, but I feel like it's Fyre Festival all over again.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that's the story, is that it's all a sham.
Do you think?
That's what everyone's saying, so.
That would be so sad.
I know, but hilarious.
Because a lot of people are very excited about it.
Yeah, well, I don't. Google it and see if it's real or not.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like some of the bands posted and said, like, yes, this is real. We're playing this festival.
All right. Well.
I'll do some research. I feel like it'd be so fun.
Do some recon. I'm happy to drive over to Vegas. All right, let's go out on this. This is a band called Wet Leg, and I think I found her on TikTok.
See, freaking TikTok.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's a song called Chase Lounge that I like a lot. All right, YFTers. We love you.
I'll see you in person next week, Wells.
Can't wait, baby.
Can't wait.
Like the old days again.
I know.
All right. Keep those five-star rating and reviews coming. We love the fuck you very much. And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.